So today we have another crystals episode. Y'all know I love my crystals, and this episode's going to be about crystals for your chakras. So I'm going to go through each chakra point and just talk about some of the crystals that you could use for each chakra. And the way you can use them is if you feel like one of your chakras is out of alignment, you can use a particular stone to help support it and bring it back into alignment. You can use them in energy healing. You can get one of each and just use them to make sure all of your chakras are aligned. The possibilities are really endless. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. First, we have our root chakra. And if you're not familiar with the root chakra, it is at the very base of the spine, like at the tailbone area. And it's represented by the color red. So you can use red stones or even some black stones, just some like darker stones. So I've got red jasper, it's a great option for it. Bloodstone or obsidian are good options for your root chakra. The sacral chakra is up just a little bit in your womb space, like a finger or two widths below your belly button. It's represented by the color orange, and some good stones for that one are carnelian, orange calcite, peach moonstone, and orange aventurine. I will say I have a peach moonstone and it is so pretty. So that's probably my favorite one out of that list. It's just super, super beautiful. This is going to sound really weird, and if you're younger than me, you might not get this, but it kind of reminds me of, like, the colors of, like, the Cream Savers. Like, do y'all remember those candies back when we were, like, kids, or if you're older than me when you weren't a kid? But, like, I don't know. That's just what it looks like to me. It reminds me of a Cream Saver, and I'm pretty sure those candies are, like, obsolete now. Like, I don't know what happened to them, but long story short, peach moonstone is beautiful. Next is your solar plexus, and your solar plexus is right above your belly button, and it's represented by the color yellow. So some stones for your solar plexus would be citrine, yellow calcite, or tiger's eye. Again, tiger's eye is one of my favorites. Just throwing that out there. I love a good tiger's eye. Your heart chakra is obviously in your heart space, in your heart center, and it's represented by the color green, but since your heart chakra is all about love, pink stones would also work well for this. So you can do a green or a pink, whatever works for you. My suggestions would be a green aventurine, a rose quartz. Rose quartz, for those of you who've never seen one or don't know what they look like, they're a really, really pretty, like, baby pink color. Malachite and unikite. And malachite, that's one I want to get. It's interesting. If any of you are on TikTok and have found the crystal side of TikTok and have heard about moldavite, this malachite is supposed to be like the toned down version of moldavite. So I definitely want to get it and try it, just for anyone who knows what I'm talking about. Next up is your throat chakra, and it is located at your throat. It's that one's pretty self-explanatory. The color is blue, and it's more of like a lighter blue or like a turquoise blue. It's not usually a very dark blue. So some good stones for that would be a blue lace agate, angelite, or kyanite. And then up next is your third eye chakra. It's located between your brows, and it is like an indigo color, so like a darker blue. So some good stones are sodalite, lapis lazuli, or celestite. And then last we have your crown chakra, and it's located at the top of your head. Your crown chakra can be a purple. It can, some people see it as like a white light kind of color. So you can kind of play with the stones for this one. They're not like super strict about like one color for your crown chakra. But my biggest suggestions for your crown chakra would be an amethyst, which is a purple color. So that would go well with the color of the chakra. Labradorite. That looks like, and again, if you're my age or older, you'll know what I'm talking about. That looks like the dragon tails stone. Like, with the stone that they grab to go into, like, the dragon land. It looks just like it. So, I'm on the hunt for a good labradorite just for nostalgic purposes. And I like the properties of it as well. But it has that look to it. And that would also be a really great one for your crown chakra. Clear quartz and selenite are also two good ones. The clear quartz obviously is clear. And then selenite is like a whitish, clearish. Selenite is said to be crystallized light. So it looks white, but it's kind of like milky. I don't know how to describe it. But those are all good options for your crown chakra. And again, these are just some suggestions. If you have others that you like, I mean, go for it. Definitely use it off like the, base it off the color. So if you're like at the crystal shop or wherever and you see one that correlates with a color of your chakra and you're drawn to it, definitely get that one. Or even if it's like not the exact color and you're just drawn to it and you're like, wow, like I feel like this would really help me with my confidence, like for your solar plexus or your throat chakra is about communication. So if you're like, wow, like this one really makes me want to speak my truth. And for those of you who have not experienced this, you're going to think I'm crazy saying this, but like you can feel the energy of some of these crystals, especially the crystals that you're drawn to in the moment that you need the most. Like you can just be like, wow, like this one really makes me feel like this. So just trust me on this. Trust your intuition. Your intuition is the most important thing. And I kind of rambled a little bit, but it's okay. So I hope you enjoyed this episode on crystals for your chakras. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you guys next week.